broadcasting from the United States of America, this is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida, Radio Miami International. You can find out more about WRMI at our website, rmi.net. That's WRMI.net. Visit our website and share your QSL reports. This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Shortwave Shindig calling.
Ocasión de juerga de onda corta.
You are listening to the Shortwave Shindig.
शॉर्टवेव शिंदे की 7703 सेवा है।
The internally external service of the shortwave shindig.
This is the shortwave shindig.
Service of the shortwave shindig. English edition of the shortwave shindig.
This is Beimei, 短波爱好者, shortwave shindig, 广播电台.
موجات القصيرة للحفلة.
This is the Australian voice of the shortwave shindig. That was the Australian voice of the shortwave shindig.
This is the international service of the shortwave shindig.
You are tuned to the external service of the shortwave shindig.
This is the revolutionary voice of the shortwave shindig.
Here is a Swiss chronometer to give you the exact time.
This brings us up to the time for the old-fashioned hymn. Well, we've chosen one this morning that we know you're going to like because we like it just an awful lot.
In the middle of the air, Ezekiel saw the wheel. Way in the middle of the air, it was a big wheel run by faith, and a little wheel run by the grace of God. There was a wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Oh, one of these nights about 12 o'clock, way in the middle of the air, this whole wide world was even hot. Way in the middle of the air, oh Lord, Ezekiel saw the wheel. Way up in the middle of the air, Ezekiel saw the wheel. Way in the middle of the air, it was a big wheel run by faith, by faith. Little wheel run by the grace of God, it was a wheel in a wheel. Way in the middle of the air, oh, one of these nights at 0200, way in the middle of the air, the Lord sent down a clap of thunder, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air, Ezekiel saw the wheel, glory, way in the middle of the air. With a big wheel run by faith, and a little wheel run by the grace of God. There was a wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air. You say the Lord has set you free, way in the middle of the air. Why don't you let your neighbor be, way in the middle of the air? Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way in the middle of the air. It was a big wheel run by fate, and a little wheel run by the grace of God. It was a wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, oh Lordy, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way in the middle of the air. It was a big wheel run by faith, little wheel run by the grace of God. It was a wheel in a wheel, was way in the middle of the air. It was a wheel in a wheel, it was way in the middle of the air.
Welcome to the Shortwave Shindig in Exile pandemic broadcast on WRMI, coming to you from a secret location. Okay, well, it's Brooklyn, New York. Anyway, I'm David Gorin, here at the Center to celebrate radio listening as a cultural and even spiritual experience, as evidenced by our theme song, Turn Your Radio On. This version is Reverend Julius Cheeks. Then we heard Ezekiel Saw the Wheel. This includes some of the Bible's many references to shortwave listening and DXing, beautifully rendered by the Shindig's folk song laureate, the Bard of Plymouth Meeting, Saul Brody. And that's that pretty special Fades and Swells from Portland, Oregon's own Ryan Stively. That's Ryan's fourth original song written expressly for the Shindig, and we'll hear more music from him later in the show. And now, we turn from the heavenly to shortwave's seedier side, to hear the words of C.M. Stanbury, a longtime fanatical scribe of the shortwave press in the 1960s and 70s, who also wrote fiction for what he lovingly called the pulps. In 1977, he published the novel Antimatter, a mashup of sci-fi, fantasy, espionage, and shortwave. We've set a few passages from the book to radio, with the generous help of some well-known shortwave voices. See if you can figure out who they are.
2, 3, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
In our country, everyone's opinion is respected, provided it proceeds from an objective analysis of reality. This is Radio PK.
This is Radio PK.
Press communique. China successfully launched another man-made Earth satellite on November 26, 1975, under the guidance of China's revolutionary line, on the basis of the victory in the Great Proletarian Cultural Revolution and the movement to criticize Ling Biao and Confucius, and in the excellent situation marked by consistent new victories in the socialist revolution and construction.
1, 2, 3, 7, 7.
I'm a soldier of fortune by temperament, a radio technician by profession, and a genius at both. Which means that any place in the world someone wants to operate a propaganda station, chances are I'll apply for the job. So when this Rhodesian thing came up at the end of 65, I signed on with the KIA, Kalahari Intelligence Agency. The money was good, and so were my references. Chief radio aboard the Voice of America's top secret clandestine network during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Then later, I was an advisor to the Red Chinese while they set up a high-powered relay in Tibet. Both KIA projects, incidentally. If there's a buck in it, they can trust me to do the job and keep my mouth shut. I've been running all my life, ever since I took off from the Henley Institute for Homeless Boys, with its gray dormitories and clockwork routine. Running, to prove I belong loose on this earth, that I'm a man, that I can do anything any other man can do, and do it better. Running, to stay out of Henley. Sometimes I dream I'm back in a dormitory again, but I'm getting out tomorrow. Then it is tomorrow. I wake up and run some more. KIA headquarters is a marble white castle atop Dracula's Mountain at the edge of the desert. Don't look for Dracula's Mountain on a map because you won't find it. But we're in southwest Africa, just across the border from Botswana. In charge of the facility is Dr. Frankenstein, who also carries on astrological research in the castle. A few nights after I arrived, I dreamed that Dr. Frankenstein had built me in a subcellar beneath the Henley Institute, next to the furnace room where it was very hot, like the Kalahari. And I woke up choking. The KIA has operated from Dracula's Mountain since 1933, but Rhodesia was the first time that action had come this close to home. Dr. Frankenstein personally assumed control of all operations. He secretly borrowed portable equipment from Washington and set up the anti-Rhodesian station at Francistown, Botswana. Then he requisitioned some high-powered transmitters from Johannesburg and used them as jammers in Rhodesia against the Botswana station. I acted as his liaison man. Until 1964, the whole of Southern Africa was governed by CFAP, Council for Fascism and Astrological Progress, with headquarters at Johannesburg and Hendrik Verwoerd as its high priest. But in early 1965, another order, the League for Racial and Spiritual Purity, LRSP, was granted permission to establish missions in Botswana, then Bechuanaland. And very shortly, they demanded complete jurisdiction over neighboring Rhodesia. By November, the ideological battle had become so intense that, in order to prevent a possible world war, the KIA found it necessary to take over and channel all propaganda aimed at inciting the masses, both black and white, until CFAP and LRSP could agree on an equitable compromise. The League for Racial and Spiritual Purity has its headquarters in the United States, at Michigan Town. In fact, only a few blocks from the Henley Institute, which they operate. LRSP's high priest is Count Guano, who, like CFAP's Herr Verfurt, is a vampire. The first thing I did when I got out of Henley was find myself a woman. A real tough, hard woman. The kind that would have been strictly off limits at Henley. The kind that it would take a real man to hold. The kind that would mark me as for real. I met Dice in front of Jack's Bar and Grill on the corner of Pine and Illinois in Michigan Town's Lower Harlem, with slum clearance across the street and cinders blowing in our faces. The rubble is still there, and so is Jack's. As his liaison man, I traveled between the castle and transmitter sites by flying saucer. Dr. Frankenstein got to know me pretty well, or so he thought. Frankenstein said I had superior powers, despite my Henley background. He began to confide in me. The doctor considered both CFAP and LRSP as bunglers in his field, astrology. He contended that the only useful purpose each served was to control the masses under their respective jurisdictions. I set Dice up in a flat on Illinois Avenue, and I lived there with her between jobs. We fixed the place up pretty freak, just the way she wanted it. A pearl gray bar in the corner with silver crescent moons on it, white wall-to-wall carpet, even a TV set with a picture tube on a swivel. When I was off, we'd sleep till noon most days, and then get ourselves together with coffee and oil. During the Rhodesia job, I got leave and back to her once a month. When I'm living with Dice, I don't dream much.
Let the good times roll. Need a big A mama to save my soul. All my previous assignments were typical. In the Dominican Republic at one of the Pentagon's alternate Bay of Pigs broadcast sites, at an experimental shortwave radar station on Swan Island. The original Swan Island transmitter was built by United Fruit circa 1912. In the Arizona desert, where we tested a new high-powered portable medium-wave unit, 1963, and some portable TV stations in 1966. The circuit which joins these sites creates a logic of its own, is beyond the laws of time and place, stretches on through Canada and into a void which I no longer understand. At this point, I cannot even be absolutely certain that there is such a thing as the Technological Intelligence Agency. Or if the TIA does exist, whether I'm actually working for it. Agencies within the Pentagon frequently exchange identities, as do the operatives who work for them. For example, the hero of E. Howard Hunt's The Venus Probe assumes the alias Roberto Hughes, which is very close to Robert Houston, an employee of the Pentagon's Radio Americas, the latter known as Radio Swan and Radio Escombre Libre, during the Bay of Pigs operation, with which Hunt was connected. But was that the real Robert Houston? I used the Houston alias while at Santo Domingo, or Ciudad de Trujillo, as it was known in those days, and am using it again here in Canada, while Hunt is out on bail pending appeal on his Watergate conviction. I met Jody Dietzsche in 1959 while I was stationed at the Brentwood, Long Island field office. I picked her up at Jack's Bar and Grill on Pine Street, which at that time was the Black Red Light District. Later on, when I started making the big money, I set her up in a flat in Buffalo. Right from the beginning, Khuridice had class. A real major league woman. And I was a major league agent in those days, too. The TIA had been experimentally altering the polar ionosphere. They hope eventually to be able to enhance or wipe out radio reception at will. This in turn relates to their experiments with shortwave radar and psychological warfare. The relatively clear frequencies in the Earth ionosphere cavity provide the best opportunity for verifying these alterations. Occasionally, I pick up weather broadcasts from Long Island on 418 kilohertz. It was my interest in Long Island weather broadcasts, the visual ones on shortwave, which led to my classification as a security risk. Shortwave facsimile broadcasting has been around for quite a while. It's been used by the Navy and other government agencies to broadcast weather charts and similar graphic material. But only recently has equipment been available to the general public for its reception. Watch for ITT's facsimile broadcast from Brentwood, Long Island at 1450 to 1650 Eastern Standard Time on 17.436 decimal 5 kilohertz. WFK 67. Brentwood was formerly the location of a Voice of America transmitter. Popular Electronics, December 1973. I was responsible for leaking the material that went into the PE article. I still don't understand the TIA's reaction to it. When there are no Russians in the Earth atmosphere cavity and I'm not contemplating my one weekend a month with Euriche, I brood over Brentwood. A beacon from the Canadian Arctic has appeared on 351 kilohertz. I'm alert for transpolar signals in the Earth atmosphere cavity. But this may be one of the nights they've knocked out everything north of James Bay. Or is it really everything south of Lake Erie? When I first got into low-frequency listening back in the early 50s, the Arctic beacons were always buried by signals from the U.S. I was a loner even then, just out of high school, and looking for a way into the big money. Later, I moved on to shortwave broadcasting and the TIA. You'll just have to take my word for it. I'm a TIA agent.
One, two, three, seven, seven. One, two, three.
One, two, three, seven, seven.
Numbers on the Radio Dove, another piece from Ryan Sively, preceded by selections from C.M. Stanberry's book, Antimatter, read by Glenn Hauser and Bob Zanotti. Did you ever hear of those guys? Whoops, looks like a few shout-outs have come into Shortwave Shindig HQ. Let's call in Paul Ladd to do the honors.
A big hello to Hamilton Belk in Colorado and Corey Gray in Portland, Oregon, from Ryan Stifler. Fred Waterer in Canada extends his socially distant hand across the border to Thomas Witherspoon, Ken Wrights, and fellow hobbyists near and far. Hello to Kira DeLong and her dad, Bob, from Paul Kaltenbach in New York City. Greetings to Mark Fahey from Tom Miller in Brooklyn, New York. 73s from David and everyone here to a great friend of the fest and shortwave listening, Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka. And a big shortwave shindig shout out to our festmeisters Rich Cuff in Pennsylvania and John Figliozzi in New York.
Next up on the shortwave shindig, a little electronic music via MFSK transmission. You can demodulate this with the FL Digi program for a visual treat courtesy of the Shindig's in-house artiste, K1NSS, Jeff Murray. Gentle people, start your recorders.
Chairman, the festmeisters of this wonderful gathering, they are going to set our ears on the right path with tips for good program listening, and that's program with an E, because it's from the 1930 edition of the BBC Handbook. Gentlemen?
Good listening. Make sure that your set is working properly before you settle down to listen.
Choose your programs as carefully as you choose which theater to go to. Is just as important to you to enjoy yourself at home as at the theater.
Listen as carefully at home as you do in a theater or concert hall. You can't get the best out of a program if your mind is wandering or if you are playing bridge.
Give it your full attention. Try turning out the lights so that your eye is not caught by familiar objects in the room. Your imagination will be quite considerable.
If you only listen with half an ear,
think of your favorite occupation. Don't you like a change sometimes? Give the wireless a rest now and then.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good advice that we can all live by.
Here we go.
When Jenkins hunts for KGO, for miles around, the listeners know who twists and twirls his radio. That's Jenkins. With whoops and howls and the fiercest static goes to ground for Jenkins. But Jenkins, with his one-tooth set, has never logged that station yet. No KGO can Jenkins guess, not Jenkins. Yet, always have I yearned to know if, in their Oakland studio, our Yankee friends of KGO get Jenkins.
Welcome to the Gang of Three, Harold Cohns, Chris Field, and Bob Brown. So, what have you guys done? What have you rocked?
We've gotten tired. Start off, Bob.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, Harold and I met in Mississauga for the NR convention. And we sat up there on the balcony, and immediate friendship was formed. At least I think so.
It might last.
And Harold had belonged to two shortwave groups in Virginia, Newport News area, I believe. And we had the 7240 shortwave listeners net, which was quite popular back then, every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And most everybody on the East Coast that was interested in shortwave could hear it. So Harold and I talked about, you know, why don't we have one of these small shindigs up your way?
I think alcohol might have had something to do with it, too.
And see how many people would be interested in coming.
We talked a little bit more about it. Chris
and I have known each other forever. And Chris was very interested in shortwave. He had been listening for over a year at least prior to my visit to Mississauga. And I said to Chris, I said, you know, I was talking to Harold Cohns down in from Virginia, and he says, maybe we ought to have a get-together. So Chris said, hey, that sounds like a great idea. So kudos to Chris. He jumped right in, and, you know, we came up with all these ideas about
That's a little blast from the Shindig's past. First, we heard our esteemed Festmeisters, Richard Kopp and John Figliozzi, with listening tips from the BBC, circa 1932. A DX poem from the 1920s, performed in 2003 by Mike Weisskopf, co-founder of the Listening Lounge, the forerunner of the Shindig. Then, from 2017, a chat with Fest founders, the Gang of Three, Harold Cohns, Chris Field, and Bob Brown, who recently passed away. He and his unbridled enthusiasm for people, radio, music, and many other pursuits will be missed and fondly remembered by all. It's time for Meet the Archivist. With Thomas Witherspoon, founder of the Shortwave Radio Archive.
Hey, David, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Doing just great.
So, what's happening with the archive? It's been a year since we've had an update. Are you drilling underground to build a 100-foot-deep vault, or are you going up into the air?
We haven't decided on that, but we've already started work on the Olympic-sized pool, which we think will be a real benefit to the shortwave archivists who come and visit us. So we've got that in play. No, this has been a fantastic year. We have had a lot of contributions just kind of come out of the woodwork this past year. And I'd like to thank the pandemic for that, I'm sure, because I think people have been at home and they've all of a sudden they've had time to do some of the things they wanted to do, include digitizing cassette recordings, reel-to-reel recordings and things, and they sent them in. So we've got some really interesting recordings in the archive that have been added this past year. So the archive really has a little bit of everything, air checks, some of them older recordings. One of them that I think a lot of DXers from the 1970s will love, who really like South America, is we added a Dan Robinson, who's one of our contributors and a really well-known personality here at the Winter SWL Fest. He added Radio Tamantinsuyo, located in Cusco, Peru. And this was a pretty elusive station for DXers back in the day. And he's got a great recording of it from about 6175 kilohertz on the 49-meter band.
Desde la fabulosa
Muchos buscan en cine Radio Toan Chinchillo, la emisora de la expresión peruana. OAX7D, onda media para el servicio local y regional. Y OAX7D, banda internacional de 49 metros para el servicio nacional.
Wow, that's some really classic Latin American domestic sound. I love all the noise that it goes along with that.
I love it. I love some of the archive recordings that really sound like weaker DX, which is what a lot of us were chasing back in the day. So it's nice to actually hear that and kind of relive it a bit. And plus, just a little bit of the wonkiness of the recording. I like that stuff.
And where can people send contributions to the archive, financial or otherwise?
We actually have a button on our front page for contributions to the archive. We ask that you try to use a certain format for the recording so that we have a pretty standard, timestamp. We have the standard information, which we like, which is the name of the broadcaster, the time of the recording, the frequency, and the date. Those are some of the basics we really like to have. We also like things like if you know what kind of radio you were using and where you were located at the time of reception. We like that as well. But it's actually pretty easy, and don't be intimidated by it. If you go in there and you have a recording and you're not sure of the details, just send it in and just let us know what you do know, and we'll work with it.
Great. So what do you have to close out with?
So to close out here, I've got a recording made by Richard Langley, who's one of our regular contributors on the archive as well. And he's great about catching all of these seasonal recordings that we get. And one of them that we try to include is the Goose on Board broadcast from the NDR, usually on Christmas Eve. And it's great because we also have non-English recordings in the archive. And this is one that's all in German. And, this is a special broadcast that they do for mariners around the world. And it usually includes a church service and some greetings and music from people. But because of COVID-19 this past year, the programming didn't feature the live events that they normally have in Leer and Hamburg. So we like having that in the archive because we can remember how they changed it for that particular year.
Das Signal kommt aus den Radios. Hier ist Gruß an Bord am Heiligabend.
Wir grüßen Sie auf allen Schiffen, in den Messen und auf den Brücken, in den Kajüten und Kondüsen. Gruß an Bord, auch in diesem Jahr. Die Sendung vom Norddeutschen Rundfunk auf alle Weltmeere.
Birgit Langhammer und Uke Bandixen greifen herzlich aus dem Studio in Hamburg. Und haben in diesem Jahr viele Grüße erreicht aus ganz unterschiedlichen Wegen, hier direkt im Studio, per Mail, per Postkarte oder per Audiobotschaft. Aber vor allem Gruß an Bord, fangen wir gleich mal an. Er kommt von der Familie Ludwig und Ann-Kathrin Braun. Und sie grüßt.
Kleines Bruderwasser.
That was great to hear. Thanks so much, Thomas, for sharing these clips from the archive. Anything else you want to say to the audience before we sign off?
Well, thanks so much for all of your contributions to the archive and for listening to it and your kind comments and helping us fill in the details sometimes when we don't have all the details on the recording. And thank you, David, for letting me be a part of the Shortwave Shindig yet again another year.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Thomas. Thanks so much. Next up is a new composition from another intrepid sonic explorer, my neighbor and shortwave radio jamming pal, Thomas R. Miller, a.k.a. Comrade Squelch. This is A Meditation on Darkness, shortwave mix, made for Radio Kamos in Finland.
Search our life for darkness. It's really hard to find anything written about actual, physical, invisible darkness. darkness is everywhere as a metaphor for mood and condition.
Pimeys on kaikkialla metafora mieliala ehto.
Heavenly Static by Ryan Stively, the first piece he wrote for the Shindig in 2014, slowly rocking the mighty beat of WWV.
South from Okeechobee and reach into the Keys lays the mighty wonder nature made, 100 miles of jade, the mighty Everglades.
Well, this is Chuck White at WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. I want to send my greetings to all of my good friends up there at the Winter SWL Fest. I know probably most of you, and it's been a pleasure to attend these conferences from time to time over the years. Last year I was there in person, and I hope that you'll be able to have in-person meetings again beginning next year, and hopefully I'll be able to make it.
Thanks, Jeff. We're on the air tonight through Jeff's good graces. We had a chance to speak with him about shortwave broadcasting in the time of COVID.
Well, we're pretty much status quo. We're going along pretty well. No major changes here. Of course, during the past year, we've had, like everybody else, the complications of COVID and that sort of thing. We used to have visitors coming to the station here all the time, and now that's stopped. But, you know, the interesting thing about it is that at least what we're seeing is for the past year during the COVID situation, shortwave listening has apparently picked up. A lot of the listeners are telling us, you know, they're spending more time at home and they're listening to the shortwave radio. A lot of them are rediscovering shortwave, they tell us. You know, they've just run across an old radio they had, or they found a new one online or whatever, and they're listening to shortwave. But, you know, shortwave is known as crisis radio, so we're in a crisis, and people listen more. So that's good for us, I guess, and good for some broadcasters. I think, you know, we thought we might see a real drop-off in the number of clients, you know, broadcasters on WRMI, but it hasn't happened. In fact, there's been more interest in broadcasting on shortwave during this time.
California, leaving Albuquerque behind. We're headed up 9 Mile Hill. I was lighting up and I was having a good time. I turned on the radio when I got out of town. Just to listen to that Albuquerque radio station, the fair and the traffic sound. This fair and the traffic sound. This fair and the traffic sound. This fair. Into the Bragglin' Sound, this fair Bragglin' Sound. Lordy, I listen to that Albuquerque radio station, this fair into the Bragglin' Sound. Lights out in the middle of nowhere, but my radio was cranked. I had an AM Philco in my Ford Pinto, and I thought I heard old Hank singing out from Fort Worth through the heavenly north. On a little bitty fix turned all the way up where the treble opened up all the way. Through the perforated metal was set to do the dasher resonated to practice and sprayed the sound all over the windshield and bounced off the glass to me. Yeah, and rattled up the motor and the flutter of the whip band as I stepped on a gas. Played the most beautiful chord that I ever heard. And I just lost and went down. I disappeared from the dragon's round.
Well, that wraps up the Shortwave Shindig in Exile, Pandemic Edition 2021. And we'll take the show out over Ned Sublet's Disappear into the Cracklin' Sound. And yes, we QSL. Send reception reports to shortwaveology at gmail.com. That's shortwaveology at gmail.com. Many thanks to Saul Brody, Glenn Hauser, Paul Ladd, Tom Miller, Ryan Stively, J. Jeff White, Thomas Witherspoon, and Bob Zanotti for their contributions. Our executive producers are Richard Cuff and John Figliozzi. I'm David Gorin. 73s and 88s to everybody. Stay well and see you next year.
Hello, this is Bob Zanotti, formerly of Swiss Radio International, now SwitzerlandInSound.com in Bern, Switzerland. And you're listening to WRMI, Radio Miami International, Okeechobee, Florida, USA, and www.wrmi.net. Send us your comments and reception reports to info@wrmi.net.